That's the theme from the Sears Radio Theater. Tonight, a program of adventure with Richard Widmark as your host. Here's a preview.
They are crafty old warriors and will fight you only on their own terms. You must challenge them, dear one.
I can't believe that I'm beginning to believe in this fool's game. Warriors, warlocks, witches, and brujerias.
The Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station.
The big one's got a contract out on you and me and everybody. The big one kills more than half the people who die each year. My name is Hart, Sam Hart, and I've been after the big one for years. The victims are typically wealthy, young, attractive, white, female or male, elder, black, middle class, not so pretty, hard-working, fashionably bored, corporate magnates, high school dropouts, no criminal record, just plain folks, eccentric writers, housewives, free thinkers, rock stars.
Everybody. The big one hits everybody. We're talking about heart and blood vessel disease. More people die from heart and blood vessel disease each year than from all other causes combined. The American Heart Association thinks it well worth your while to learn the risk factors of heart disease and avoid them. We're fighting for your life.
This is Howard Duff, speaking for Richard Widmark. Los Angeles abounds with the cultural wealth of the globe. And on the east side of the city, the Mexican heritage bursts outward in explosive murals, warm traditions, and those peculiarly unique automobiles called lowriders. But hidden to most of us is the dangerous yet magical, fantastical realm of brujas and brujos, which are somewhat like our own witches and warlocks. Deep in the East Los Angeles barrio, a small sign over a shop announces Doña Lola's, store of medicinal herbs. In Doña Lola's shop, from floor to ceiling, the shelves are crowded with glass jars full of herbs and potions. There's the aroma of copal, the ancient Aztec ceremonial incense. In the back room, which doubles as a living quarters, Doña Lola kneels in prayer in front of her altar of pagan and Christian crosses, fresh-cut flowers, glowing candles, saints, and a pot of smoking copal. We do not know what her meditation is about, but we do know she offers special potions for making love, making someone love you, or perhaps something to rid oneself of an overly persistent lover. Bold and wise and well-liked by the community, she nevertheless has her enemies, a neighboring coven of greedy black magic brujos who despise her and do all in their power to ensure her destruction. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Sears Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis production of the Sears Radio Theater. Our story, Bruja, by Vicente Gutierrez. Our stars, Janet Waldo, Virginia Gregg, and Len Berman. The Sears Radio Theater is brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops for value.
Sears National Automotive Sale. Now, save $36 to $68 on a set of 4 Sears Road Handler radial tires. That's great savings on Sears Best steel-belted radials. And save on Steady Riders, Sears Best heavy-duty shocks, the ones even Joey Chitwood's stunt team didn't wear out in a whole season. Now only $9.99 each. You save over 20%. Installation available at most Sears Tire and Auto Centers. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Bud Palmer, inviting you to the Sears Spring Home Appliance Sale. Come celebrate spring and save from $20 to $100 on selected Sears major home appliances. Save big on washers, dryers, ranges and microwave ovens, refrigerators and dishwashers, sewing machines, vacuum cleaners, color TVs and stereos. Celebrate spring. Save at Sears now. Sale ends April 28th. Dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Available in most Sears retail stores. Kenmore, solid as Sears.
Let's try some word association. In.
Out.
Top. Bottom.
Paint.
House.
What?
Oh, the whole house needs painting.
Hmm. On?
Off. That's it. Sears $4 off paint sale on each gallon of interior fashion flat, semi-gloss, and ceiling paint, plus exterior flat house paint. I'll uplift my home and my spirits by painting new life inside and out.
Hard.
Easy. They're one-coat paints when used as directed.
And now, $4 off. Sale ends April 21st at most Sears retail stores. Dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
You're about to hear an adventure into tradition, into belief, into people's minds. It begins in Doña Lola's store of medicinal medicine. We enter a world familiar, yet strange, different. Listen carefully.
Buenos dias, Doña Lola. The same old complaint haunts these wicked bones.
And how do you expect my herbs to help you when you eat and drink all the wrong things, Señor Ortiz?
Please, I'm a grown man. Just give me some of those herbs of yours so that I might enjoy life a bit longer. Let these old bones be as flexible as youth itself once more.
Sinvergüenza, man without shame. Well, maybe a double dose of these will keep you above ground a while longer.
May sainthood be yours, Doña Lola.
100 saints won't save your terrible soul. $2, por favor.
The holy woman, you're supposed to help the sick, not condemn them to hell. Now, what would one so lovely want here, right?
Now, senor. Here is my Dolores, is it not? Put that suitcase down and come on over and give your auntie a big hug.
You must know that of all the places in the world, this is the last place I care to be, Auntie Lola.
Yes. Yes, I know, child. But you are marked by destiny.
So they say. But it's all ignorant superstition to me. Understand?
I see. Even a bruja's family has problems. My, I am feeling much better already.
And I see, you old goat, that you enjoy the pain of others.
There is no truth in what you say, but watching you squirm lets me know we're all on the same course to oblivion, no matter who we are. Hasta luego, Doña Lola.
Come along, we'll have tea and some hot pan dulce.
Maybe you don't hear so well, Auntie Lola. All of this is foolishness, huh?
Yes, yes, but the gods...
Gods? Really? Now I've heard it all.
Let's see. The last time I saw you, you were a tiny creature, all wrinkled and ugly. But that old shaman, he buried your umbilical cord at the base of the Pyramid of the Sun. From that moment on, you belong to our jaguar warrior cult. Your fate is sealed, dear one. That's why you are here.
I left college for this. Look, I wouldn't be here now, but Mama begged. Begged on her knees, cried, and rambled on about sorcery, evil, eternal death and damnation.
Please, sit and enjoy this, the finest of my teas. The most delicate lemongrass I've ever found.
I'll be a lousy apprentice. Good. Quite good. Lemongrass, you say?
The old shaman picked you out of all of them. You should feel honored.
But why did Mama bring me up to be something else? Go to school, she said. Be somebody in the world, she said.
She did not believe anymore. She got lost in the material world. Nice, easy living. But she received a sign. The green jaguar's eyes crept into her slumber. Then she knew she had done wrong.
But I've got to dance and sing, too. I don't want to miss out on anything. Understand?
Though pulled in all directions at once, you will finally focus upon the ultimate. You will learn our ancient arts. Our power and energy will become yours. And you, too, will be called Bruja. And thus assume your proper place at the Temple of the Jaguar Warriors. Where are you going, my child?
Well, like I said before, I've got to dance and sing, so I'm going over to the west side. Friends say there's a great disco in Beverly Hills. Don't wait up for me. This may take me all night.
So you like the night, too. I've always found darkness a comfortable old friend.
Sure. See you later then, Auntie Lola.
Tomorrow, the lessons shall begin at twilight, dear child. Twilight. I fixed up the spare room. I'm sure you will be comfortable.
I'm sure.
But be prompt for the lessons. That, after all, is why you are here.
Oh, here I go again. It's time to rent one of those steam-type carpet cleaners.
Why rent? Now Sears puts power in a carpet cleaner you can own yourself. The Power Spray from Sears for easy home carpet cleaning. Power Spray sprays hot water into your carpet, then sucks up the dirty water.
You can see the dirt you get out. Dirt you didn't even know was there.
The Power Spray Carpet Cleaner, a convenient carpet cleaner you can own yourself. Available at most Sears retail stores. Kenmore. Solid as Sears.
They wear them in Alaska, in Texas, in Maine. Wherever the territory's tough, the kids wear Sears Tough Skins, the toughest jeans in Sears Tough Jeans territory. Fashioned from a perma-pressed tri-blend fabric so tough, kids can actually jump on trampolines made from it. Sears Tough Skins in boys and girls sizes. Now in latest spring colors, styles, patterns. Brushed finish, too. You have tough kids, Sears has Tough Skins. Only in the children's store at most larger Sears retail stores and through the catalog.
A good night's sleep. That's important to you. How your mattress is constructed should be important, too. Sears' best Imperial Elite mattress has mattress-within-a-mattress construction. The inner spring model has individually pocketed coils covered with polyester and urethane. The polymeric foam model has individually molded comfort islands for even support. Only at Sears. Sears' best Imperial Elite. A mattress-within-a-mattress.
At most larger Sears retail stores.
Lessons in witchcraft are of no interest to a young woman. She believes her life is shaped by her own times, not those of her ancestors.
I'm not much on compliments, but you've got this disco business down, bro.
It helps when you've got the best partner in town. What do we call you, my sweet mystery?
No mystery. Dolores Dominguez, Phoenix, Arizona. Until today, that is.
Rick Joy.
Oh.
Hi. May I buy you a drink, Dolores?
Tequila Sunrise. No tequila.
No tequila, sure thing. Hey, Freddie, two tequila sunrises, no tequila on one, no sunrise on the other.
Gotcha.
Maybe you're not aware of it, Dolores, but the men around here are very attracted to you. It's your freshness, youth, your dark, exotic beauty. A tough commodity to come by in this town.
Oh, I don't quite understand, Rick.
Oh, not hard to see. Check out the dancers. They look young and graceful, don't they?
Yeah.
Get up close to them and you'll see and feel a heavy strain of the city on them. It's like something once wonderful and pure decaying right before your eyes. Hell, look at me. I'm 25 and I sometimes feel like 100. No lie.
No tequila, no sunrise. Sounds like utter doom to me.
Thanks, Freddie. Great bartender. Lousy prophet.
You're a handsome fella, Rick. Really. But you could get downright depressing. And I think I like you a little. But this is the way I feel about my life. When it's all over, I want to know I used every molecule, every atom of my being, to the limit, to the max. And when they throw me on the junk heap, I've got to know it was worth the trip.
I do apologize. I didn't mean to get heavy.
Are you rich?
What kind of question is that?
Because I'm not, that's why.
Guess you'd say filthy rich. Mm-hmm. California real estate is what did it.
What are we waiting for?
I get this strange feeling you're several jumps ahead of me.
Show me your city of the angels. But I must forewarn you that I spend rich folks' money real big and no strings attached either.
Easy come, easy go, sunshine. No strings, no pressure. Deal?
Deal.
What if I didn't have money?
I would have left you back at the club.
I think L.A. is going to meet its match.
And if I were squat and pimply?
Oh, I would have walked right by without ever even glancing your way.
We are an equally repulsive pair, aren't we?
Birds of a feather and all that.
Wow, how I love this turbocharger of yours. We could cruise the freeways forever. Much of an ocean person.
Oh?
I like deserts much more.
Oh, not me. Think I was on a surfboard about the same time I could crawl.
Oh, this wet sand makes my bare feet feel super good, though. What was all that jive of yours about back there at the club, Rick?
My approach, you mean? I figured every scam in the land had been run on you, so what the hell? I thought I'd go for your heart and brain at the same time.
Cute kid.
Did it work?
If one is into charming devils.
Ooh, it's getting a bit cold. Friendly hug could cut the chill factor.
Oh, I'll hug only because these goosebumps are driving me crazy.
Mm. You sure hug good.
Hey, maybe I could get to like this ocean of yours. Care to dance?
Dance? Here?
Dance and howl. Oh!
All right.
Señorita. Ah, has he been to El Mercado?
Beg your pardon, senor?
They have the best vegetables in the city, you know.
Forgive my elder brother's ill manners, but we couldn't resist speaking to you. You are Dolores, aren't you? Doña Lola's new, how should we say, scholar? But forgive my own bad manners. May we help you carry some of your groceries?
No, I can manage on my own, thank you. Doña Lola is my great aunt. You are señores...
I am Don Azul. My brothers Don Rojo and Don Verde.
Pleased to meet you. Are you friends of Doña Lola?
Oh, we are likewise deeply honored to meet you.
The light's changed and I must be on my way.
Oh, give Doña Lola our kindest regards, could you please?
Oh, yes, but of course. Hasta luego, señores.
Adios, señorita.
How I long to rid ourselves of that interfering old wench.
And now we must stop the young one before her power becomes too much to endure.
No doubt she'll try to stop us first, my brothers.
Oh, those were heavier than I thought. I should have let those silly old men help me carry them.
What old men, dear one?
Oh, some street characters. Harmless, I'm quite sure.
This can be a mean neighborhood, especially for a beautiful young woman.
Oh, I almost forgot. They said to say hello with kind regards. Strange, though. Their first names were...
Colors?
Wait, yes.
Verde, green, azul, blue, rojo, red, the evil ones. What did you tell them, my child?
Nothing. Nothing at all. But they know you're teaching me.
They did nothing?
What's wrong? I don't understand. What could some old derelicts possibly...
Silence. So it has begun.
Sears Radio Theater will return after this message from your local station.
This is Mel Blanc, and voices are my business. In Warner Brothers cartoons, you probably know me as the crazy little character...
Daffy Duck.
Or...
Porky Pig.
Or...
Bugs Bunny Duck.
We all have a voice in matters that affect us and our community, and it's necessary to speak out to get the best possible community services. One community tradition which really deserves vocal support is the library. The library has been serving up all kinds of information ever since this country began. After all, you can get thousands of voices in the library's books, on film, records, and tapes. And you can borrow these voices freely. But the library can't give you such good service without a lot of vocal and personal support from you. This means you need to write or call your community officials and speak up for the library.
It's all there, folks, that library.
A public service message from the American Library Association and this station.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau. When you shop, remember that there's more than just the price of the product to consider. There's also the reputation of the seller. And if you have a question about reliability, check with your local Better Business Bureau. It's also good practice to check the warranty, what it does and doesn't cover. It's also a good idea to find out if you have to pay for shipping if the merchandise must be returned. And check to see what other charges, if any, you're going to have to pay. Another way to be a careful shopper is to know something about the policies of the store or the seller. Consumers should find out what the return policy is. Does the store give cash refunds? Does it provide credit on future purchases? Does it allow returns only on certain products and not on others? Look, you better get all the facts before you buy. This has been a consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
And now Dolores is face to face with the world of her Aunt Lola. A world of brujas and brujos, of witchcraft and spells. A world of dangers she doesn't yet recognize.
I've been wondering what it would be that would finally convince you of your proper function in life. That is, if you survive, of course.
Survive? Auntie Lola, I've been here for 6 long months, and I'm convinced I'll never be the sorceress you wish me to be.
Dear one, with you it will be different than with most of us who have been trained from birth. You need an undeniable test. What will emerge will be all of your jaguar warrior skills. But you must practice the principles. But I'm afraid time has run out for even that course of affairs.
The old men, with names like colors.
The worst of adversaries. Those vile warlocks cast their evil spells, provoking terrible human suffering in the name of jealousy, envy, pride, and avarice in all shades and degrees. Often I have broken their gruesome spells, causing the fury of their wrath upon me.
You spoke of a test.
Your affinity for the desert will be put to good use.
Funny, I can't even remember mentioning that to you.
It would only be natural for you, dear child.
Are we done for the day? I've a date with Rick. A big movie premiere and a party afterwards.
Rick again, is it? You should invite Rick for dinner sometime.
Here? That is beyond the impossible.
Perhaps not. But tomorrow we travel to the Joshua Tree Desert. If you must continue to evade the gift of magic, the night spirit of that great desert might just pound some enchantment into your soul, willingly or unwillingly, young lady.
About the test?
Oh, yes. About the test? Don't you know?
The old men.
They are crafty old warriors and will fight you only on their own terms. Nevertheless, you must challenge them, dear one.
I can't believe that I'm beginning to believe in this fool's game. Warriors, warlocks, witches, and brujerias. There's so much good. Why must there be this conniving darkness?
There, child.
For heaven's sakes, I'm not a child.
Why so down, love?
Oh, the movie was awful. Do they really think that's the way it is? Depressing.
Not to worry. We can still have fun. Douglas throws the best of parties. Don't you agree?
Yeah, if you like big deals, movie projects, demented glitter, and obscene leers.
Oh, talk to Daddy, sweetheart. Trouble at home?
There's no use talking to anybody about it. There's no way any normal person could understand.
Sounds serious. Come on, try me, huh? Hey, after all, we are friends, aren't we?
You were wrong about one thing, though.
Oh, what was that?
L.A. is one hard old lady, and I might concede the match.
That's no way to talk. I've never seen anyone as more of a winner. Anyway, I'm falling in love with you.
You are such a bloody egomaniac. I've got to hold on just to make your life as miserable as I can.
No, that's the spunky kid I've grown to love. Dance?
But of course, sweet prince, I am all yours. Oh, I feel nothing. I thought you said I would feel something. A sign, a revelation, or something like that.
The desert night spirit is not exactly thrilled by your presence.
Excuse me.
Let's walk for a while. We'll try again at the base of that cliff over there. Why do you fight me so? Allow the energy to flow. It's all quite natural, you know.
I wasn't aware I was fighting the desert.
These past months I've taught you herbs. You saw, much against your will, the good they bring.
But there are logical explanations. Maybe some are only sick in their minds. Or maybe there's a legitimate chemical reaction bringing relief to ailments. It's quite logical, don't you see?
You are still unconvinced.
Convinced or not, Annie Lola, I want out of this heathen maze.
Heathen maze. Oh, sometimes you do amuse this old lady, dear child. Oh, here we are. These majestic cliffs are serenity itself. My ears are so full of desert sound, I can hardly endure its celestial symphony.
Maybe there's a bit of wind, a nocturnal animal or so. But a symphony? Wait. What kind of poses are those?
I'm struggling. No. No, it cannot be. It is, though. The great Lord, looking walking. Oh, no. The desert night spirit has stepped aside. And the Lord, look in the walk, he will taste this stuff I am made of. No, it's beyond anything I know of.
Doña Lola.
The Lord, Loke no Oke. The Lord of the wind and of the bay. The Lord of everywhere. You are invisible like the night, untouchable like the wind. You live in the house of stars and awesome blessings. Oh, in my wildest dreams, I thought we'd never meet. Yet, here we are. No matter your power, do what you will with me. I must ask your help with Dolores.
Now calm yourself, Doña Lola. I am a simple god. Please drop your defenses. You are safe with me. And I know you to be near total exhaustion. You have constantly asked Dolores to surrender. It is an indispensable key, you know. Much, much better, isn't it? Dolores, dear heart.
Yes.
I understand your reluctance, Dolores. But you must attend your obligations. Here is a simple truth made to withstand millennia. You are my other self. If I do harm to you, I do harm to myself. Sink this code deep into your soul, and you will therefore be a most formidable being. Oh, I see I have frightened you speechless. So I will take my leave. But remember the words. You are my other self. If I do harm to you, I do harm to myself.
Look, Inoake. Wait. Come back. I must know more. What have I said? No, not possible.
Help me, child. I have never been so weird.
There, Auntie Lola. Lie back on the sand. Tell me what to do.
Take me back to the city. Certain comrades will help me. How could I have been so stupid as to fight the power of the Lord of the With and of the Bai? A senile fool I've become.
I apologize. But your expectations were misplaced from the start.
You are spending what's left of my strength. When we return to this city, you are free to do as you wish. Go back to Arizona or Beverly Hills. Back to whatever emptiness you might acquire.
But Auntie Lola...
No, more talk, please. I must try to conserve what's left of me.
You must be Dolores. I'm Ann Judd.
I've come about Auntie Lola. We were in the desert. She's awfully sick. I didn't know who to call, but she said to come here to
Sarah?
You.
Sarah? Quickly! Doña Lola's not well. Something happened out in the desert.
Where is she? Oh, hi. Dolores? Sam Judd.
She's in the back seat.
Well, let's take the old gal inside, shall we?
She fought when she wasn't supposed to.
Oh, we'll take care of her. Please don't worry.
But I can't help but worry.
You hold the door while I lift her up. There. I have her now.
I prepared the room when you called.
She'll be comfortable as possible here.
This room looks like hers. The crosses, candles.
Throughout the years, we've learned from one another. Cultural exchange, you might call it.
I'd never believe she'd have friends in Bel Air.
Well, we can talk about our associations later, but there's much to be done.
Let's face it. Dolores has not been exactly cooperative.
And for good reason. This is an alien world. I don't want to believe it's right for me.
Do you want to save her?
I'd do anything for her. I guess I've become fond of her. I guess I love her.
There's only one way to save her.
You can save her?
Not us, you. Our battles are elsewhere.
We can only advise you and lend a hand from a distance.
It has to do with those old men, doesn't it?
Those old men are lost spirits creeping around in the shadows.
The old men are way out of whack. Not here, not there. In frustrated rage, they've turned to evil for some sort of compensation, I suppose.
Every day of her life, Doña Lola must shield herself from their insidious powers.
And when she called on the desert night spirit to show you truth, it was too much of her energy scattered in too many directions.
Now the evil ones will take her.
And mark my words, they'll grab you when you least expect it.
Fight, Dolores. Fight.
Loki Nawake came to us in the desert.
Oh, no wonder all hell broke loose.
You've got some chance with those old warlocks, but there isn't much time.
Remember, it's not their death you're after. That's not enough. But rather you must free them from this dimension. Hurl them out to where they belong.
We must warn you, though. You could lose your own soul. But if you don't try, Doña Lola will lose hers for sure.
Where do I begin?
Good girl.
Hold our hands, Dolores. We'll transfer as much of our energy as we dare. Hold on. Here we go.
Sam and Anne and Dolores hold hands. The circle clockwise. They squirm and wriggle in and out of fabulous human and animal forms. They spin around faster and faster like a tiny solar system gone mad.
Dolores.
Holds to her hands and knees.
Her body quivers. Her face distorts in anger, growing into a violent scream. She has become the jaguar warrior.
A medley of moods above your windows, easily created with Sears Decorative Travers Drapery Rods, finishing touches that you install yourself. Capture the rich look of fruitwood, antique designs, brass or copper, all with finials that are antique finished by hand. Chrome color rods gleam brilliantly, and Sears Trimension Rods keep a country sculptured wood effect always in view. All are strong, adjustable steel rods with plastic trim. Sears Decorator Rods, the crowning touch to your rooms.
Why, after just a few launderings, my fashion t-shirts look all out of shape.
Not so with Sanford Knit Fabric T-shirt tops from Sears. They're 100% cotton, cool and comfortable, and treated with a process that helps these garments keep their shape, even when machine dried. So your fashion dollar keeps its shape, too. Sanford Knit tops in Mrs. Sizes are Sears' best. And this spring, when color is headlining fashion news, you'll be thrilled at the choice of rainbow colors.
With four on the floor and winter twos on my feet.
Winter twos?
Yeah, they're shoes that just keep tracking and trucking. Winter twos have three stripes on nylon in super hot colors with super hot detailing, just like the expensive sports shoes. But I didn't lay out much bread for them. Where the road stops, winter two shoes just keep going. You cop?
Breaker, breaker, kids. When me and Grandpa put the hammer down, we do it in winter twos. Fasten your seatbelt,
Gramps. All items available at most larger Sears retail stores.
Howard Duff again with the concluding act of Bruja.
Oh, I love being here. Doña Lola's little store always smells so good. Herbs and incense. It's wonderful.
I'm glad she has friends like you and Sam.
Yes, well, we better attend to matters at hand. I'll drive you within a block of the house of the old men. Now, that's as close as I dare go. The old men's place is at the summit of the hill. Draw them out of the house. If it goes well, they'll think you're a prankster or some harmless child. But once they're out in the open, attack. Now, let us chant for a warrior's valor and away with terror.
Quietly, Tetel Push. Quietly, Koyomata. Quietly, Tetel Pooch. Quietly, Koyomato. Quietly, Tetel
Pooch. I'm sorry I'm not able to help in a more direct way. My heart goes out to you, you know.
Not that it makes a difference at this point. What's the reason you can't?
It's a question of territorial rights. Most of us have to maintain a territory of our own. Oh, we can assist or make recommendations, but we can't be involved in the final confrontation. Am I making sense to you?
Sort of like the borders of countries.
Right. But there are a few of you, for reasons I care not to divulge for the moment, who are allowed to roam at their will.
Me?
You will be one of them. Here we are. This is as far as I go. Good luck, Dolores. Take the dark souls to heaven.
I'll give them the best shot I've got.
Doña Lola will be proud of you.
Thank you for saying that.
Naughty, naughty.
What? Where are you?
Right here. No,
right here.
Behind you.
No, right here.
Above you.
Right here.
Below you.
Right here.
Beside you.
Lightweight.
Lightweight?
Afraid to show yourselves. Oh, everyone says how wicked, mean, and powerful you are, but I think you are all overrated old fools.
What was Doña Lola about to lose? Who is left to give us a challenge?
I was ready to hate, but I feel sorrow instead.
Sorrow? Sorrow?
Sorrow?
Sorrow?
Can't help but feel sorry. Such pathetic creatures you are.
Wait, brothers. This is obviously some kind of a trick.
She wants to destroy our attack, for dawn is not far off.
And our strongest powers are for the cover of the night.
Transform yourselves, my brothers. Transform.
The cloak of night. The crow's flight. Attack, my brothers. Attack.
Warriors, death dance, green of radiant jade. Jaguar's giant leap, mighty teeth and claws.
Oh, I'm on the back of her neck. I'll sink my claws deep into her flesh and pack her jugular vein open. Then taste her sweet young blood. Be ready to feast, my brothers. Feast!
He's grabbed on Azul off her back.
We are ruined.
Across the horizon, dawn breaks. No!
Too late now. But I know her secret. She used our own power against us.
Yes, she deflected our energy back at us. Clever.
We harmed only herself.
Crush me with your teeth. Bring an end to my agony.
Wolf, whatever you may be, I thank you. But there's much danger here.
The rays of the morning sun are unbearable.
Oh, our crow forms are changing without our willing it so.
The wolf has dropped on the throat to the ground.
He's growing, transforming. No, I'm so afraid, so afraid. He's green. Look, brother, he's all green.
And all of us, we are all green too.
Brother, our bodies are stiff and flat. We've grown together, turning into one huge cactus plant.
Our voices are dead.
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 You have retaken your human form, I see.
You're the wolf.
No, I'm the wolf.
Rick!
I wanted to tell you a million times who I really was.
Rick!
But when Don Azul... Well, I had to step in and help.
So the whole bunch of you set me up.
Don't be mad. Doña Lola had to protect you. I was convenient and willing.
I bet you were.
A lover's spat. How endearing.
Guess I'll never, ever really know what this magic stuff is all about. But what the heck? Why fight it? Anyway, it's fun and exciting.
I can tell you are always going to be a problem of mine, Dolores. Dolores. Dolores.
Loki Nawaki is gone, isn't he?
For now.
And the old warlocks have been transformed into a cactus.
Yes. But it is a cactus without thorns. And whatever spot is touched becomes a flower.
How wonderful. The evil old men have become beautiful.
Beautiful like you, my love.
Auntie Lola will be so pleased.
Freddie, bring two of the same, if you please.
No sunrise, no tequila, right?
You got it, partner.
Auntie Lola looks so good. Even her little cheeks glowed.
You made her very happy when you accepted us. I mean, your place with us.
It's true, then. We can go anywhere we want?
Sure. We're sort of like roving ambassadors of enchantment. Bruja?
Brujo? Dance?
I thought you'd never ask.
The word's out and spreading fast about the jeans from Sears Men's Store that grow old beautifully. It's a sure sign they're feeling fine and feeling good. For the denim that keeps going strong a long time. Get them trim cut, regular cut, even get them pre-washed. The jeans that grow old beautifully. Now at most Sears retail stores.
I love to eat.
But it takes so long to cook.
That's why we both love our new Kenmore microwave oven from Sears.
I can cook a 5-pound roast medium rare in just 30 minutes, or three strips of bacon in 3.5 minutes on a paper plate. Bake 2 potatoes in 8 minutes, and cook vegetables faster than boiling them in water.
That means less time in the kitchen.
And more with you.
Fast, clean, cool cooking with Sears Kenmore microwave ovens, all with automatic defrost. Choose the right model for your kitchen from the many styles available at most Sears retail stores.
Shop where America shops with the Sears credit card. You'll be able to choose from over 100,000 Sears products and services at everyday low prices. Just say, charge it. At Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So visit your Sears store today to apply for your credit card. Or just phone toll-free 800-526-0444. Find out why Sears is where America shops for value. Remember, phone 800-526-0444. In New Jersey, residents call 800-652-2777.
The Sears Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where our policy is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Sears, where America shops for value. Bruja was written by Vicente Gutierrez, produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Richard Widmark. Our stars were Janet Waldo, Virginia Gregg, and Len Berman. Also heard were Don Diamond, Tom Holland, Francisco Ortega, Peggy Weber, Vic Perrin, and Marvin Miller. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. Art Gilmore speaking. Associate Director of Sears Radio Theater is Ken McManus. Sound effects were created by Bud Tollefson. Joanne Thompson is production supervisor. And the recording engineers are Joe Wachter and Hal McDonald. The Elliott Lewis production of Sears Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.